Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Got the man of the hour, wide receiver, DJ Moore. DJ, my first question to everybody in the locker room all night, man, what the bro?
What you mean with
the? Was you out there for that game? Did you see how that game went?
Yeah.
Are y'all just that used to being down 10 with 3 minutes to go and feeling like y'all gonna win it anyway?
Yeah, we shouldn't be used to that, but, I mean, we never give up the fight, and we always in it.
Good things happen when you get the ball to the best player.
Yeah, stop trying to star stuff, man.
I'm not trying to star stuff. I'm trying to figure out.
No, I got you. I just stick with it and just stick to the game. Let the game come to me. Never get too mad or too high on something and just go out there and ball.
I love DJ Moore. You got to be ready if you're interviewing the Bears wide receiver. He suffers no fools. That was on the Biggs Media YouTube channel. It was DJ Moore and our guy Herb Howard, man. Herb Howard is a Bears reporter for the Biggs Media and host of the Herb Howard Show. And he joins us right now on the Raheem Harrison Grody Show with Gabe Ramirez on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. What's up, Herb? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How y'all feeling?
Great, great. It's fun in this locker room this year. I mean, we just played the cut of you mixing it up with DJ Moore, who is always, if nothing else, absolutely entertaining. How have you enjoyed your runs through the locker room this year, whether during practice week or post games?
Much better than last year, I'll tell you that.
Much
better than in the middle of that 10-game losing streak. That was awful to go in the locker room and constantly ask guys like, okay, why did we lose this time? Why'd you lose this time? Why'd you lose this time? So, you know, it's just a much more fun experience to cover a team that's winning and playing winning ball. They're in a much better spirits, much more willing to talk to you, much more engaging. And so, you know, they put a lot into what they do, and to go out there and lose like they were last year just isn't fun. And so now they're getting the rewards of their labor, and you can feel it. You can feel the energy in the locker room, whether it's post-game or up here at Halas. You can just feel that the vibes are high around here.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Herb, because I feel like, you know, they have a lot of the same pieces, you know, same quarterback, obviously offensive linemen, some defense the same. In your mind, you know, what are the biggest differences, right? You've been around this team and you've seen it. And so obviously the coaching staff is installing some stuff, but what else are you seeing that maybe we're not seeing that's different on your end?
It's the coaching staff, man. It's the coaching staff that Ben Johnson comes here, and then he surrounds himself with a bunch of really good coaches that are great communicators and great teachers, and they get guys ready to play the game. It doesn't matter if you're first string or if you're practice squad. We've seen that time and time again throughout the season that they get their guys ready to play. And so I would start with the coaching staff, but then you move on to the offensive line. That's always going to be a critical component to any football team. How good is your offensive line? And the Bears have a pretty good offensive line now. They got two guys that got selected to the Pro Bowl. They should have had three. I thought Darnell Wright should have gotten in as well. And, you know, that was one of the main tasks for Ryan Poles coming into this past offseason, was to flip the offensive line. He did that really, really well. Obviously, he had to find the right head coach, and he did that as well. So I would say the coaching and the offensive line.
We're talking to Herb Howard of the Bigs Media, who is out at Hallis Hall right now, where the coordinators spoke out there today. It's Raheem Harris-Grady. Gabe Ramirez is in here with us as well. Any highlights today from any of the coordinators? Mostly, I assume it's we've turned the page, right, Herb? We're on to San Francisco. Is that what we're talking about out there today?
A lot of page turning, a lot of consistency with what they say, what they've been saying all year. And I think that's starting to show as well. Like, just the consistency of the message from the coaches. You talk to Ben Johnson, you talk to Declan Doyle, you talk to HT, or you talk to DA. Like, it's the same conversation that they're having. And so that consistency is showing off in terms of how the players respond to it. Every time you talk to the players about the takeaways, they're talking about how Coach Al Harris constantly preaches takeaways every single day in practice, sets a quota for them for takeaways every single day in practice. So those are the types of things you're just starting to hear these messages be echoed over and over and over again. And at some point, you just got to believe that that's what they really are trying to accomplish. And you see it play out on the football field.
Herb, is there any pressure on this Bears team right now? I mean, you're talking about a squad that, you know, there weren't much expectation on them at the beginning of the season. And I can't quite figure out if this team feels any pressure.
I don't know if they feel it that way. I think they've done a really good job of just compartmentalizing everything and just keeping the main thing, going one day at a time. I thought when they bounced back from the loss at Lambeau and were able to focus in on the Cleveland Browns and not try to skip over that game, I thought that was a great indication of their ability to lock in and focus. So I don't know that you feel like they feel a ton of pressure. I do think there should be a sense of urgency on this season. I am not a person who's like, oh, they're a year early. No, you're not. You're in first place in your division. You got an opportunity. Go do it, right? Coach Johnson came here talking about, from day one, we are not rebuilding. We're going to win, and we're going to win now. So, you know, this idea that they're playing with house money or anything like that, I don't believe that at all. But I don't feel like they're walking around with this huge pressure. They just seem kind of relaxed and ready for the moment.
And getting better as the season goes on, as with the evidence being that they have, like, right in front of you. They lose early to Minnesota, and then they get them. And they lose to Green Bay, and then they beat them. Obviously, San Francisco, the 49ers, are not in their division, but an important competitor in the NFC, a team against which last year, so the exercising Ooh. Another demon. Yeah, that's the right reaction, Herb. A 38-13 loss to San Francisco last year, where I still don't know what the plan was against George Kittle, who had six catches for 151 yards. And Leonard Floyd.
Maybe if we just don't guard him, they won't see him. You know what I mean?
Is that what was going on, man? I don't know what was. Leonard Floyd was sacking quarterbacks left and right. It was a bad experience. What is your first look at this matchup, Herb? Bears at San Francisco this time around.
It's a huge game. I mean, it's a tough place to go play. Obviously, you talk about how it went last year, but you just look at what the 49ers have been able to do this year and how they've been able to sustain and withstand, even though they've had all those injuries offensively, defensively. They just continue to play at a very, very high level. And the way that they performed this last game against the Colts, that offense looked unstoppable. So the defense has to be ready to go out there and play a really solid game. They got to be able to stop the run. I know that the 49ers' yards per rush is like last in the league, but they're still committed to running the ball. You still got to deal with what McCaffrey can do. They got a lot of versatile pieces when you talk about Juszczyk and George Kittle. And so it's going to take a really great effort from the Bears to go out there and come back with a win. It's a huge game. big playoff implications. The Bears are still trying to make sure they won, lock up the division, get a home game, but also they still have the potential to get to the number one seed. And so huge, huge game. I think they just got to go out there and do what they've been doing, which is play opportunistic defense, play very stingy red zone defense. Offensively, they just continue to run the ball. They'll have a good chance to win the game, but it's going to be tough. 49ers are playing really, really well right now.
Yeah, thinking about that run game, Herb, that's what, you know, it seems as though everybody we talk to, right, that's the recipe for success for the Chicago Bears. It's as simple as that. You know, run the ball well, let Caleb do some stuff on third down, and then that's how you're going to win this game. And I don't think it's as simple as that. I think so much has to go right for this team also, right? Like, this isn't a team that is so far ahead of everyone else where their talent can then just will them to victory. Things have to go right for them. Do you think it's a simple – do you, though, however, think it's that simple? Like, if DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manunga are handling business, giving you over $1.50, then the game should be in favor of the Bears?
I tend to think that football is simple. It's very hard, but I think it's simple. And I think if they can run the ball, play ball control football, win in time possession, win field position, which the special teams has been doing a great job of allowing them to do that, then they'll give themselves a chance to win. We know how crazy they've been able to play late in games, but I want them to be able to start faster. Just play good football early. Take advantage of the opportunities that you have early. And so I think that's what I would add into that equation. Sure, run the ball and take and play action should put you in position to be able to win, but get out to these faster starts, man. Eventually, like, it's, you're going to have to start fast earlier in the game, right? You're going to have to play a full 60-minute game. They pulled out that miraculous game at Soldier Field against Green Bay, and that's wonderful. But for 58 minutes, it wasn't looking good for them. And, you know, great that they can pull it out. Great that Caleb comes through with the heroics and does his Superman thing late in games. But just do the ordinary things earlier in games. Maybe it doesn't come down to that.
Yeah, and he knows it too, man. I mean, every time for weeks, if we ask him, we just open the question of, hey, what do you need to get better at? Immediately he'll say, I got to be better early in game. So he knows it. It's a work in progress. And hopefully that's something that, you know, that they can. Obviously, it was a nice start this past week until the play called by Ben Johnson that went haywire. So that was actually heartening to see something like that.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's stay on Caleb Williams, though, Herb, just because I thought he was really interesting yesterday. And kind of, you could tell he's got a little chip on his shoulder that, you know, he's going through the litany of things of talking about people who didn't think that I could do it, didn't think I could get along with this coach, didn't think I could lead this team. It feels like, at the very least, he has a chip on his shoulder and seems to be desirous of some vindication as well. How did you interpret the yesterday with Caleb in that regard?
Yeah, he seemed a little salty, and I think that's fine. That's good. Keep the chip on your shoulder. It's fine, right? There's been a lot of criticism about him since he's been drafted. Some of it has been fair. Some of it has been unfair. And you get a lot of conversations about the Drake Mays and Bo Nix and all that conversation, and you get the comparisons. And I think he feels slighted in some ways. I think he feels like people still aren't giving him the credit that he deserves. And there's always a caveat to something that he does. Even if you're talking about the late game heroics, like, well, if you play better than the first quarter, you wouldn't have to do that. And I just said the same thing. So I get that. But I think he's feel him just like a little bit like he's not getting all of the credit that he feels like he deserves. And I'm fine with football players having a chip on their shoulder. Keep it with you. Go on a deep playoff run, then you get the last word, right? So I'm good that I feel good that he has that chip on his shoulder. I feel like he should feel like, hey, I'm playing at a high level. I need to get more credit for it. And if he feels like people are slighting him, good for you. Go show him. Go prove him wrong.
Yeah, I have no problem with his confidence. I love it. I think there's something you need, that little level of arrogance in order to perform at the highest levels of whatever sport that you're.
You can't not have it to be a quarterback in the NFL,
especially
successful.
In Chicago.
Yeah, especially in Chicago. You have to have that line between confidence and cocky, whatever that word is. Yeah. You have to. It's an essential piece.
It's mandatory. Yeah. It's mandatory. You got to have that even just so that your teammates can feel it in the huddle. They can see that hey, our quarterback believes. No matter what, he believes. And so you got to have that. You got to be able to walk that line and of that healthy confidence and somewhat arrogant. It's fine. You got to step on the field and believe I'm the best player on the field. Like, that's just what it is. You got to have that mentality. He certainly has that. And he has the tools and the skills to back it up. All we're looking for now is just more consistency, sustained throughout the full 60 minutes. But we've seen the special. We know he has it.
And then when you get to the playoffs too, like you don't want to be rattled, right? His first time under the big light, so to speak, of the NFL playoff structure. We want him to have that confidence, which is great. I'm curious, you know, because obviously, you know, we're talking a lot about, you know, what the team has been doing well. In your mind, when you're thinking, I know you said, you know, can't they be thinking about the future? Right now you're in it, and I'm here for that. But when you're thinking about this team and, you know, continuing to compete consistently, right? The Bears haven't been to the playoffs in 3 straight years in like 30 years, right? And I think all Bears fans would love some sustained success. So what are some big areas that you feel like can, the same way like the offensive line did, can then put the Bears in that conversation of a Seattle and the Rams consistently for years to come?
And they just got to continue to add, you know, pieces that they need. You look at the defensive line, there's still some desire to get more consistent pressure on the quarterback. And so if you can add those pieces in the offseason, I think there's no reason they shouldn't be able to sustain their success. But there's also no reason to assume that it will happen, right? I've been saying while they've been on this run, like, people are like, oh, it's house money and wait till they're a year early. It's like, no, we thought the same thing in 2018, right? We thought that was going to be a team that was going to have sustained success for some time. It was Matt Nagy's first year. It was Mr. Trubisky's second year. There are a lot of parallels to what we're seeing right here. And it's like, you can't assume that, right? They were taking the ball away at a crazy rate in 2018. They're doing the same thing now on defense. So you can't assume that this thing is going to continue to go that way. But if they add the right pieces, I believe they should. I think they have the right infrastructure in place. They got a lot of good young talent that they can build on going forward. So they should be set up for sustained success, but they got to continue to add the pieces. They got to continue to do great scouting, which they've done. You see that with the backups that they are come in and perform at a high level. You see the undrafted free agents come in and perform at a high level. So they got to continue to do their due diligence. I think they will. But for me, it's just about adding, you know, to that defensive front to where you can get that consistent pass rush and constantly disrupt the opposing quarterback.
Herb, was anybody tipped off on any – well, I guess Ben Johnson didn't talk today, so I assume that nothing has come out about any Bears injuries. Injury report later on today, would that be accurate? Yeah.
Yeah, no, we don't know anything about the injuries just yet. That'll come out later in terms of we're out there practicing. And so that'll come out a little bit later today when they put out the injury report. And then obviously the one on Friday will be most telling about who's going to be out there in San Francisco on Sunday.
Herb, you are the goods, man. And you are the bigs.
I wanted to ask him one more question.
Go ahead. Ask two if you want.
We had our five on it, and we asked – fruitcake. We have the great fruitcake debate.
Apparently there's a great fruitcake debate that I didn't know about, her, but go ahead, Gabe.
What is that?
It was whether you get down with fruitcake or not.
Do you like fruitcake, Herb?
No.
See? That's just not my thing.
Glad we got that question in.
I'm telling you, Grody, you wanted, that's why I was on the five on it, right? We got to make sure. I'm trying to verify things.
That's not my jam. No, thank you.
So I was trying to tell my wife. I'm trying to tell my wife about the cranberry cake. I said, babe, why are you making cranberry bread? I don't like this stuff. This is not my jam.
I don't know anybody who likes fruit cake.
Nah,
I really don't.
Not it.
That's not it.
All right, Herb, from the Bigs.
Yeah, from the Bigs. Merry Christmas to you and happy holidays to you and everybody. Everybody at the Bigs. Will you tell everybody I said happy holidays, Herb?
I will definitely tell everybody over at the Bigs that you guys say happy holidays. Happy holidays to y'all. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Herb. That is Herb Howard. He's a reporter for Bigs Media.
And he has a show.
He does. He is the host of the Herb Howard Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.